Welcome to episode 63 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, we got Cromarty High School.
Before we get into that.
On Category C,
yeah, as usual, Category C. I just have a quick production note. So, I want to mention our emails. If you want to get in contact for whatever reason, our email address is animeandus8080@gmail.com. For whatever reason, if you want to bitch about how Sean's annoying, you know.
Or how TJ constantly interrupts me.
That too. Whatever. Or, you know, anything. Just so it's out there and that there's some way to get in contact with us since we're really bad at the social media stuff.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to throw that in there before we get into our fabulous Cromarty High School here. Go ahead.
Which is fabulous. Yeah, we got Cromarty High School. It was a manga in 2000 until 2006. Is the dates it was released in Japan. They both came over to America, the manga and the anime, somewhere around 2009, I think. It doesn't really say in there. I don't know. Anyway, somewhere around 2009, which makes sense because that was the time I was watching a lot of anime and like stuff on like Adult Swim, and I'm pretty sure this was on Adult Swim because I saw the intro probably a thousand times when I was a kid, but I never actually watched it because it looked pretty f***ing stupid. And it kind of is pretty f***ing stupid, because in 2009, I was 20, so this isn't for a 20-year-old to watch. The demographic for this, in my opinion, is probably a 13-year-old.
I don't get it.
On edgy type anime that's kind of random, like Family Guy, you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely edgy and random like that. Just crazy stupid shit happens, and there's no real story or plot.
I understand Family Guy. I do not get this at all. I just think
Family Guy is, as I said, it's a mixture, right? Because, like, Family Guy does have the randomness, but there's a storyline.
Yeah, there's a structure to it.
There's a structure to it. This doesn't have that.
This doesn't have anything.
It's a randomness, but there's no structure to it.
The structure is the randomness. It's just whatever we decide to do today.
So, like, it's just not for us, and it's for that edgy 13-year-old that's just noticing what anime is and what, you know what I mean?
I guess,
there was a couple times I laughed, but not real hard. That's funny.
For a comedy series, I did not find it funny.
I laughed once or twice. It wasn't much. Not for 25 episodes. Said, no, the 25 episodes were 10 minutes long.
You said this is for like 13-year-old edgy people. Would the 13-year-olds know who Freddie Mercury is in 2009?
No, probably not.
So I don't see.
I think that's kind of part of the joke, though. You know what I mean?
Like, I guess.
Hey, because Freddie, by the way, Freddie Mercury is. So we didn't go into premise. Premise is.
There's a premise?
Yeah, there's a bit of a premise in the first episode. The main character. Does he get expelled or does he just transfer? I can't remember what happens.
They say the main character. If you want to know why he's there, go read the manga.
Is that what they said?
That's what they said.
That's hilarious. Come on, that's kind of funny. Anyway, he either transfers or he gets kicked out of his school and he's forced to go to this delinquent
high school. Why he did it, because I looked it up.
What was it?
He went to the school by choice just to prove that he could succeed there because he was like a good kid and he just said, I can go there and succeed there and prove everything right. That's the only
thing. It's like a delinquent school. So like if you get kicked out of a bunch of high schools and there's only one option left, this would be that. So everyone's a badass. They say badass a lot.
It's not true. There's a bunch of differences.
There's a bunch of other schools with badasses in them too. Yeah. But this is the one you go to. Everyone in this school is badass.
All I'm saying is that I got expelled in the 7th grade and I got sent to whatever school district that I was in.
Yeah, well, with all difference, this is America.
That's true, but I'm just saying.
Their borders are different, so like, what's interesting is like high school, middle school, you could live on the very tippy top of Japan. But if you wanted to, you could take a train every day to Tokyo and go to school there.
Yeah.
We don't have that choice in America. We only have that choice when it comes to private schooling, which there aren't that many. And even then, in some states, it's super restricted. So
it's also super expensive.
Yeah, it's also super f***ing expensive. But like, yeah, they're pretty free in that aspect, which is kind of interesting, considering the rest of their society isn't free at all.
Then again, they're also a small island. I mean, not small.
Well, yeah, they're fairly big, but yeah, they're also fairly small when you compare nations to other nations.
So it kind of makes sense that we have districts and counties.
No, it's perfect. Makes perfect.
No, I'm just saying that's why that's why they have that freedom is because it probably only takes an hour to get to one major county to another.
But it also opens up things like that where there's a delinquent high school. You know what I mean?
That's true. But they also, I also have that bullet train, man. I can get you anywhere, right?
That's true. I got a bunch of them.
So.
So he gets transferred there, or he chooses to go there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really realize what he's in for.
At least that's what the wiki he told me.
Yeah, okay. And, yeah, so, like, it's a small comedy show about him and this high school full of delinquents and just kind of getting by.
I refuse to read the manga, by the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of manga, I was reviewing, not reviewing, editing one of our earlier episodes today.
Yeah.
Claymore. That will be That'll be coming out this week, which is going to be funny for when you guys listen to this 30 weeks from now. But it's funny. I can always tell when you like an anime because you always mention, I read the manga after I watch it. So, because that happened.
I've read a lot of it. I haven't finished it, but I've read a lot of it.
Of what, Claymore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got it all on my phone.
But anytime you come across an anime that you've never seen before and you really like it, I always know you like it when you say, oh, I read the manga, so.
It was really good.
I know it was. Good, your turn.
Anyway, back to Cromartie, because that's what we're reviewing.
I have some more Claymore stuff, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's just that randomness. It's all it really is. That each episode usually has a small theme in it. Like, the beginning of one episode.
Oh, I remember. The only two episodes I remember is the one where they all...
Pretty forgettable.
The only one that I remember is the one where they brought in all their pets.
Yeah.
Because at the end, they screwed their classmate over and said, we only brought our pets in because we didn't want them. We wanted you to take care of them. Because they keep manipulating this one kid to do everything. And I don't even remember that one. And I remember the one where they were all girls at the end because that was the last episode.
They all dressed up as girls.
They were...
Oh, but back to Freddie Mercury. We started talking about that. He's a student in the school.
Oh, yeah. Because apparently there's three random characters in this school. Freddie Mercury. A gorilla.
And a robot.
I don't know why.
And towards the end, the robot actually turns into a motorcycle.
And the robot has a kid brother.
Yeah. Which there's a couple small funny moments. Like, the one guy, they're out in the wilderness, and they have to open up a can. They don't have a can opener, but the one guy has one, and he's opening up the can, and he gets it open. Like, oh no, it's the robot's little brother. It's not the can of food. I laughed at that. That was funny.
And then the gorilla is a cook, apparently. Yeah. See, here's the problem with this show. It's too long.
You know what? They could have made it 12 episodes in 20 minutes. I don't want to watch 20 minutes.
No. So. It should have been like the stupid Bottle Fairy we watched the previous episode, where it was 12 episodes, 10 minutes each. Get in and out, get your random jokes in there, and it would probably been more focused and maybe even funnier. But the fact that it stretches 26 episodes, it's just too long.
Really 25, because episodes 7 and 8 is one episode that's still only 10 minutes long. So it's really 25, even though they make it up to 26. Yeah. When you click on episode 7, it says episode 7-8, but it's still only 10 minutes.
Okay, whatever. But whatever, 25 episodes for this premise alone is not enough to sustain the series.
Oh,
it just gets old after a while.
Definitely, especially when you're watching it in a straight shoot like we are.
Yeah. Well,
straight, even if you were breaking it up throughout the week, you're still watching a bunch of them at once. But if you're watching one at one 10-minute episode a week on, like, Toonami, I can understand how that might work for the demographic. You know what I mean? I can see how that works for TV.
I guess, but still.
It's definitely not for me. It's getting a low rating. There's no real... I was thinking before we started the podcast, this is going to be a very short one because there's not a whole lot to talk about, and like, there's no story structure. You can't really criticize any characters because they're all joke characters that are meant to be jokey.
And yet we didn't even get into anything. It's been 10 minutes.
Well, that's because we've been going back and forth talking about other things. But we're talking about what we can talk about, and we're pretty much done.
Well, that's true. Really, there nothing is, else. There's nothing to it. He's the main character, the good kid who's trying to convince the bad kids to do good things, I guess, but it doesn't even make sense half the time.
No. And there's the one of the kids is like the top condenser, the leader of the first years. And he's big, he's blocky, he's bald, but he gets motion sick.
Yeah.
And there's a couple small funny moments where the main guy, I forget his name, is like f***ing with him, but not knowing he's motion sick. He's got motion sickness. So that's kind
of
funny.
Every one of the bullies has a little quirk or something.
Yes. So, that's something it does really well is every single bully, because they're all bullies, has this weakness or soft side in some way. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, but that's all they use to depend on it. They're one note characters.
I think they're kind of supposed to be.
I guess.
You know what I mean? This isn't a big overarching story.
But it's just a waste of time.
I would never choose to watch this again, and I don't think any of you should watch it.
No,
it's not a waste of time for some people.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how popular it was, or if it succeeded in any way, or anything like that.
Yeah, neither do I.
But I don't see... Well, maybe it's a Japanese thing, you think? Maybe it's a Japanese culture thing that they find is funny.
Could be.
Because there was just stuff in there I don't get. I didn't get at all. Like, there was aliens at one point out of nowhere.
Out of points. And I'm like, just kind of show up.
It's like, okay. And then something happens here, and then out of nowhere something else happens. It's like, they don't even, this is completely random. Doesn't connect even slightly or thematically. What's the point?
Yeah. There isn't one.
I've been waiting to complain about this. It was bothering me. I didn't like it at all. It was too long. It was just the longest 10 minutes ever.
Yeah. Like eight minutes in, you're like, is it done yet? Like, there's 20-minute episodes of anime where you're just sitting there riveted and you're enjoying it. And they're 8 minutes in, you're like, what? Where's the end?
Like, freaking Claymore was 26 episodes, but there were almost 20-minute episodes, and that was well worth it. So it's not that the 26 episodes after doing an anime podcast once a week is long for us having to do 26 episode anime.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 12 is the preferable amount for us doing one of these. But if you give us a good one, sometimes we do the whole series if there's more than one season, if it's really,
really
good. Yeah,
we've done that plenty of times.
So,
or if there's a movie after, we'll watch that.
Right. It's just, this is not, and I'm finding that anything that is labeled comedy in anime is not funny.
Usually, yeah, but it's also Japanese comedy.
Well,
or for a certain type of demographic.
The last one I think we got was that Juby-chan, the lovely eye
patch. We got a bunch of them, actually.
Yeah, I mean, but they were all along those same lines. Mm-hmm. And they were not funny at all. Like I said, maybe you're right. Maybe it is a Japanese culture difference thing. But I just not find anything that, when it says comedy, I'm like, this isn't going to be funny. It's like some of the, it's honestly, some of the funniest ones are the slice of life ones.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
They draw you into the characters and then they do something funny.
Yeah. So I.
With the comedy ones that are strictly supposed to be comedy, there's no drawing in of the characters.
Right.
You're not being pulled into a story.
Right. And see, these comedy ones are even worse because at least with something with Fantastic Children or Ito and TTS Airbus, there's an overarching story. Yeah, it's terrible and it's infuriating sometimes. It's, at least there's something there to get out of this. I just felt like I was wasting time and energy watching this, and there was just like nothing to it. It was
bad. I wouldn't watch it.
And so, like, I literally was editing the Claymore podcast right before I got here, and so just comparing the two was just like,
that's a rough one. Yeah,
it was just like, oh man. I do have one more Claymore thing I want to get into.
Good.
We had an argument earlier in that podcast. You won't remember it, so I'm not going to get back into it. But I just want to say, I was right. I looked back at the episode.
Oh, then what is it?
Do you remember during the backstory for Claire when she was a little girl?
Sure.
And Teresa was the person who was looking after her. Mm-hmm. And they sent those four after her. You said the one girl didn't have a number. And I argued, yeah, she did.
Oh.
And she did have a number. And I went back and looked.
What was the number?
Two. She was the second. You said she didn't have a number. No, I said she replaced as number two. And you're like, no, that didn't happen. And I was like, well, and then you said, we'll go back and look after the episode. And then we never did it. And
like, so, we always do.
And so, like, I always do. I come back 17 episodes later and say, oh, hey, this is the argument that we had. And so, I just want to throw that out there.
Anything else?
Yeah. Actually, there is one more thing.
What was the two C's?
Chivalry of a Fail Knight, Claymore. And this, but you got to put them in order from 1, 2, and 3.
Claymore, Chivalry, those.
Yes.
I wasn't even a big fan of Chivalry, I don't think.
No. But we thought it needed a second season.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember what it is.
And the premise was good, but it was
excellent. There was a lot left over.
And the premise was good, but it wasn't excellent.
It seems like that's a lot of animes, that the premise is decent, and they just it up.
So, you know what? Thinking back on Claymore, that stretch of animes we got, we had, like, Claymore. It was Darker Than Blue. It was
Darker Than Blue.
Whatever. Whatever. Darker Than Black. Full Metal Panic. We had a stretch.
Oh, man, I love you. Anyway.
We had a stretch of good anime there. And, like, even in that stretch, we had Land of the Lustrous. That was a surprise.
Yes, it
really
was.
Good one in there. So, and we just hadn't had.
Let's get a string of some good ones.
Yeah.
There's some good ones indeed.
What was the one before? Oh, we had Attack on Titans, but you chose that.
Yeah, I really did like that. Had its issues.
And then 91 Days was okay, too.
I love that.
Yeah. But, like, the Bottle Fairy and this one, back-to-back, 10-minute short episode things.
I mean, at least they were short, but were they just both terrible?
Yeah, it was just, it was, we need something good.
I'd give it three.
I forgot. I forgot to give.
It's not for me.
Right. No, it's.
And I don't think it's for anyone listening either.
No.
Like I said, though, I can see some people enjoying it.
I'm going to give it a 1.
Oh.
Yeah, I just did not get anything out of it at all.
All right, that's fair. All right, so we're spinning for category D. See what we get. Like I said, there's a couple good things in here.
You know,
I clicked on one or two things.
You know, every time you clap like that, it gets into the podcast, and I can't take it out because it's in the middle of a freaking conversation.
Like Dragon Half.
Half is what we got because he closed the clapping. That's why you didn't know it wasn't there.
I always do that.
Yeah, I know, but you always complained that. Why do you always mention that you blocked out the clapping?
Dragon Half. Oh, f*** me. Oh, it's only two episodes.
Hold on.
The plot summary is The Insane Adventures of Mink, a girl who is part dragon and all crazy. Well, I wonder how long these episodes are. Because there's only two. Uh-huh. Probably like 3 hours long. No, a half hour, 26 minutes.
Hold on. Type in Dragon Half into it. I mean, the art looks old, but maybe it's
That's true. You got the keyboard.
I got Dragon the keyboard. Half. Dragon Half.
Half sleeve tattoos, anime wiki or something.
Wiki. There you go.
Dragon Half at Amazon Dragon Ball. There's gonna be a lot of silence here.
That's fine. I'll just delete it. I delete
all the story follows a half human, half dragon teenage girl on a quest for a potion, which will turn her into a full human so that she can win the love of the legendary dragon slayer Kroner Dick Saucer. That's a really long on run sentence there.
Yeah, it was a manga adapted into a 2-episode OVA, so it's what we're doing.
Yeah, I guess that's what we're watching.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the wheel decided.
It looks pretty old. It looks like 80s or something, right?
Go down to the
DVD release was 2014.
But go down here, January 30th, 1988.
Video animation, 1993.
Oh, 1993.
That was a manga. It looks like a 1993 manga.
Yeah.
Or anime.
So, I mean, that's a nice little 2-episode break.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Even if it's god-awful. We could actually watch it right now and record another podcast.
You wanna?
Well, let's see. All right, guys. Take it easy.
Yeah. Bye.